Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the new reformatted version for the new economy, and doing well, more listeners than ever before, because people want to know how to stay in business and how people are staying in business, and even more important, adapting to business. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, and great to have as my co-host, the one, the only, Evan Macedo. From FEI, Financials Executives International. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here, and it's great to do another show with you guys.
Right, and just before we introduce our wonderful, good-looking guest, can you just tell us just a little bit about FEI?
Sure. FEI is a organization that is based all around the nation, but we have a Boston chapter, and it's made up of all mostly senior level finance people from around the area. We all get together several times a month to teach each other all the different ways that, you know, people should, all the different techniques people should be using in the finance world. And we keep each other abreast of the new situations and regulations that are changing and constant, like this week, they have been changing almost on a day-to-day basis. So it's very great to have a nice community to reach out to ask questions on.
Well, and I know before we go, I'm going to introduce our guest, that also Boston has the most robust chapter in the United States, which congratulations to all of you at FEI. Yeah. Our next guest, someone I've walked by his closed door many times, Scott Tuxbury, VP of Retirement and Wealth Management at Sapers & Wallach. Wow, Scott, you must have, your ear must be just burning up at the end of every day with everybody talking to you about retirement wealth management. What's been going on in your crisis management world?
Oh, that's such a loaded question. A lot of good things, a lot of nervous investors, nervous companies. We're thrilled with the recent passed legislation, the CARES Act, that the government has put forth to help provide some relief, not only to organizations, but also individuals. So that's been kind of a good news. But as you mentioned, you know, the news has been changing, you know, daily, hourly. So what we've been helping individuals with on the wealth side has been staying the course, understanding the risks within their portfolio. You know, we're a very heavy financial planning organization. So a lot of the, wealth management clients that we have, we've been prepared for situations like this. Although I think we're dealing in a black swan event of a pandemic. But at the same time, if you were looking to take money out of your portfolio to spend, we've been de-risking those people all along. So the portion of their portfolio that we have earmarked for longer term growth, 7 years out, yes, that has gone down in value. And yes, we've been communicating to clients about what that means for them, updating a lot of their financial plans and financial analysis, and to deliver that kind of a surety that, hey, even though this has happened, we're still on track. There are things we can do to take advantage of what's happening and ensure that your overall long-term success and goals are achieved. On the corporate plan side, we're dealing with organizations that, you know, are struggling financially in certain instances. On other instances, they're struggling with keeping their employees engaged, working virtually, and how we're helping them from an education front. Understand again how their retirement plan interacts with their overall long-term wealth management and retirement goals. And so communicating to those employees, staying the course. You know, we've seen this before, we know how this ends, but we always cry in the middle. That if you have more than 7 years to go to retirement or needing access to the money, this is not a time to redeem, this is a time to look at some strategies for success. And we're talking and taking those on an individual one-on-one basis. So I'm really proud of my firm. I'm really proud of my team and the hyper-communicative, kind of approach we've taken to try to be, you know, kind of that rudder to help people stay the course.
Now, you haven't set me up with some questions, but I would say to you, for our listeners who are anxious, and that would be understandable, what are the most common anxiety questions that you get that you have to say, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about it. I don't think it's as big a problem as you think it is. Can I ask you that?
Sure. I think the overriding theme we hear not only now, but in the other times we've experienced downturns, right? The financial crisis, although 10 years ago is not that far a distant memory. For those that have been around, you know, I remember the tech wreck of 01, 02, is the main, this time it's different, right? You know, those past downturns, yeah, okay, we weathered those, but you know, what makes this different, and how is the future going to look different based upon what's happening? So, you know, as I mentioned, although it's traumatic, so emotionally it's connecting, you know, mathematically I can tell someone where they need to be from an investment standpoint, but emotionally they're someplace else. And so mirroring those two kind of factors together to get them feel comfortable sometimes means we've got to come to the middle. And so for strategies for success that we've been able to help people do both with is understanding where we're headed. So for example, there are areas of the economic market that we don't love from an investment standpoint. And so for those managers that we're looking at that have performed well, we're looking to kind of cull in and bring people's risk tolerance closer to the center. And what I mean by that is we think of risk in forms of bands. The outer band would be foreign investing, foreign stock. The one end zone would be small cap, then mid cap, large cap technology growth. And the very middle would be large cap dividend paying. So because we're experiencing what we're experiencing in such a short period of time, we have been talking to clients about folding in some of those bands of risk, international and small cap, but knowing that we're going to reach out to them shortly and say, hey, now is the time that we think that we would be, you know, a time to be prudent to put money back into those categories to buy low and sell high. So I think the main topic or main area of discussion we're having with clients is around, yeah, this time it's different. In reality, recoveries are recoveries. They all kind of follow a similar pattern. You won't know where the bottom is until the bottom's happened. There is no crystal ball. We can't time it. So we hunker down, we weather the storm together. And then again, when we come past the bottom and we look back in the rearview mirror, we'll say, okay, that was the bottom. Now we think we're in an economic recovery mode. And we've kind of prepared our clients for that. For not only for today, but hey, when I call you back over the summer and the fall, these are discussions we're going to be having, and here's how we think we're going to position your account to be able to come back to where it once was and continue to grow on a risk return basis.
Scott, I think that's great, and I you know, very valuable advice you're giving there. I know also on the corporate retirement side, you've been advising a lot of clients on what to do with this COVID-19 crisis. And as I understand, there's some new rules and regulations that came out around maybe using some of your 401k money or retirement plan money for some assistance or relief there. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Sure. So the CARES Act that was passed March 27th allowed individuals, if we're talking about individuals here, to either extend the loan that they currently have to take out of their plan. So 401ks, 403bs have a loan feature. Will you pay yourself back over a period of time? You can delay those payments for the foreseeable future and get a tax-free distribution from your plan. The other is they've also raised the limit of the loan to be which used to be $50,000 or 50% of your vested account balance, where now you can take up to $100,000 for an actual loan. Similarly, on the distribution side or pure withdrawal, the CARES Act allows individuals to take up to $100,000 out of their qualified retirement accounts and not be hit with a full tax bill this year, meaning you have 3 years to pay it back. So I'm an individual, I've maybe been furloughed, maybe I've lost my job, I need some money to pay my bills, I can take up to $100,000 out of my qualified plan assets. And then what I owe for taxation is 1/3 of that taxes over the next 3 years if I don't pay it back. So I'll pay a third into the year 2023 tax filing. In addition to, they've also waived the 10% penalty if you're under 59.5. So the government has made it a lot easier for individuals to get access to their money and again, not have to pay back all the taxes that are normally owed on those distributions immediately. You can spread it out over 3 years. Now, if you do pay it back, meaning, okay, I take $100,000 of my 401k plan, my IRA, and I don't pay it back for 2 years, but in year three, I'm doing great, we're back to normalcy, and I can write a check to make that account full again, then I can actually amend my previous tax returns and get those previous tax bills or invoices back in my pocket as well. So it's really made our financial planning process a lot easier in a sense for people that need money today, but also it's allowing us to have deeper conversations with individuals around their cash management and short-term budgetary needs.
And also, let me just add to that, and employers who are still keeping their employees employed may have made cuts, salary cuts. This is another way to sort of counsel your organization and keep everybody going short-term.
Yes. Yep. And that's really where the conversation begins. You know, how are you doing? How are you doing health-wise? Because I think, and then how are you doing on a cash basis? You know, are you able to pay your bills, and are you hurting there? And we're dealing with we call it kind of almost like financial triage. We're triaging that issue today to get people to go, okay, thank you. Okay, I know I can make it the next 60, 90 days. Good, we'll come through this. Let's just hunker down. When we do, we'll talk about that when that time comes, end of this quarter. And for the triage we're giving people, it is, again, not only focusing on the short term, but long term. Okay, what are we going to do next? People want to know, what are the steps we're going to take to kind of help us prepare for the future, given what we're dealing with today?
That's amazing how we used up so much time. Scott, you're so energetic. I hope you come back. I want to thank Evan for finding you and for FEI for trying to set up this whole interview. First, we'll start with you, Scott. If somebody needs you at Sapers & Wallach, how would they find you?
We've set up a virtual inbox for people to email us. So it's called solutions@sapers-wallach.com. It's monitored by our whole team on a daily, hourly, week, minute by minute basis. So any plan sponsor, a retirement committee member, or individual participant within our retirement plans can email us through solutions@sapers-wallach.com. Any other organizations that would like to learn more can also email us, and we'll get back to you in a timely manner.
Well, that's great. And Evan, if somebody needs to find you, I know how to find you. How would everybody else find you?
Well, it's pretty easy, Jeffrey. I'll just give everybody my direct dial. It's 617-715-0131. I'm the VP of Finance and Operations for Sapers & Wallach, but Sapers & Wallach is also a partner firm to FEI. I've been very active with it. I'm trying to stay in touch with all the different CFOs from the organization around Boston so we can all help each other out to get through this. And, you know, I think it's great organizations like Sapers & Wallach or Radio Entrepreneurs or FEI that really helps with connecting people together. Because right now I feel like with the social distancing, we need to focus on social connecting, and this is a great outlet to do that.
If I could just add my direct dial as well. My office line is 617-715-0153. All calls within our organization are forwarded to our home numbers, so we're not missing one phone call that comes in the firm. Thank you for letting me add that.
And for those of you who want to speak with me, I'm working every day with organizations to restructure and retrain and keep people connected with the market and stay vibrant in this economy. As a management consultant, I'm Jay Davis, letter J, at mageusa.com. Clients or not clients, send me emails with questions. I'll get back to you with my thoughts. I don't really discriminate in terms of people paying me, not paying me. I'll answer anybody's questions. I want to thank you guys for being on the show today. We're going to continue with all our FEI segments in the future, more important than ever before. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Scott. We'll be back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.